is an economist and author, former official at the Irish National Bank. Mr. McWilliams, Robert talked there about the point at which banks start falling over. Is that it? Is that the point at which, when the first big bank goes under, this stops becoming a crisis and becomes an utter catastrophe?
Well, I think it's a very interesting point, because the historical record on this is in 1931, Kreditanstalt, an Austrian bank, toppled over in May of 1931. By July 1931, Germany was off the gold standard. By September 1931, Britain was off the gold standard. So the collective memory in Europe is that a large bank failure is precisely the event that precipitates the type of crisis that goes to the very core of the Eurozone, which is, do countries want to stay in the Eurozone? And if they do, can they stay in the Eurozone? So for the average person listening, who sometimes is perplexed, I think, by the question of why are we doing so much to protect the banks and banks alone, and you see another example of this on Saturday, the historical reason, John, is this fear that once one big bank topples, it gives permission for other banks to topple, and then what is a severe recession becomes an outright depression, and the blueprint is the 1930s.
Except the deal with Spain are very different from the terms of the deal with your own country, with Ireland, with Greece, with Portugal. They're not saying you have to wear a hair shirt, a very, very rough hair shirt, until we tell you otherwise. They're saying just almost carry on. We'll give you this money, we'll save your banks, and that's it.
Well, I think this comes down to, John, to realpolitik of big countries dealing with big countries, and little countries tend to, in large negotiations, not have the same leverage. Obviously, Spain, because it is so big, the leverage it had over Germany was the terms of this deal will be agreed between both of us, because if we go, you definitely go, as opposed to Greece or Ireland, particularly Greece, where the European Union thought they could put up a firewall. So I think it's actually to do with the size of the countries and the extent of the negotiation. I think the Spanish government obviously said to the Germans that we could not wear the intrusion of a troika. The troika is what is running our country now, which are largely European stroke IMF technocrats.
You say that is running your country? That is running Ireland?
Well, ultimately the troika, who set down the parameters of economic policy, do run the country. Now, there's all sorts of charades and notions, but ultimately what is happening is we have entered into a program whereby the people who have lent us the money, the Troika, which is the IMF, the EU and the ECB, dictate on a quarter-by-quarter basis economic policy. Now, I suspect